Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there. You're listening to a special Other Side of the News dispatch from Something Offbeat. Every weekday, our host Mike Rogers does the special Other Side of the News feature on KRLD 1080. Now you can find them here in the Something Offbeat podcast feed.
I'm Mike Rogers with the Other Side of the News, and it'll never get him a shoe deal with Nike. But Steve Wiebe of Seattle says he can live without that. It's enough, he says, just knowing that no one in the world is better than him at jumping over barrels thrown by an animated ape. We refer, of course, to Donkey Kong, the video game introduced by Nintendo back in 1981 when Steve was in college.
And I bought an arcade machine probably my junior year in college and had it in my room.
Yeah, a Donkey Kong game in his room. I'll bet that was conducive to good grades.
Yeah, there was a lot of people in my room. It was hard to study.
But he did get very good at the game, racking up a high score of 920,000 points before he finally sold the thing. And Steve recalled that score a few years later when he read that the official record was 840,000. Well, heck, he'd beaten that.
So I went ahead and bought another machine, much to my wife's dismay.
Because that machine became Steve's new obsession. He wanted to re-break the record, but have it documented this time. So every night, he'd sneak out to the garage and play.
I probably averaged like 3 hours a night.
Yeah, I'll bet Nicole was real happy about that.
She does, kind of miss me when I go out in the garage for hours at a time.
Steve says people were always asking him, don't you have something better to do, like a job? And his answer? Well, no, actually.
The way I've had time to do all this, I've been getting laid off.
See, unemployment's not all bad, because Steve did finally break the record, again, for real this time, all the way up to 947,200 points. I bet you won a lot of money on Donkey Kong over the years.
I never did bet on it, but I should have.
Oh, well, at least he can go for an even million points, that is. And he is. So what does Nicole think about that?
I haven't mentioned to her about the going for a million. She thinks I'm giving it a rest, but I haven't told her yet.
Boy, that's
going
to be worse than any barrel when he does.
Thank you so much for listening to this special Other Side of the News dispatch from the Something Offbeat podcast. You can subscribe to us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.